Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. All right. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Such a delight to have you here. I always say that. I want to remind you that I am booking for photography, for video, and also I'm booking if you need is brand marketing help. And what that means is, like, if you're a person that you're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what my brand voice is. I don't know what I want to be known for. I don't know any of these things. And that is something that I can help you with. There's definitely frameworks available for you, because when you really dig deep to understand the things that you really care about, you can talk about it forever. So that problem of I don't know what to post, that's going to get solved very quickly after our work together. And if you're a person where you've already had a brand photo shoot, but you're looking to add video to your line of work, then we can also just provide tons of B-roll. Or if you want to do talking head videos where you're ready to step into that level of thought leadership, that's an option too. Or the last one is, if you are a scaling entrepreneur, you have launches and you need content across all everywhere. You need photos everywhere. You need videos everywhere. And you have like big launches and you need content to last you a long time, then there's an option for you too. So please connect with me if you are looking to work together. And yes, and you can book a call with me or just slide in my DMs. That's an option too. Now, today's topic is going to be about this is usually a newbie entrepreneur problem. And this is the people that are like chronically like incognito online, and maybe they've had like a faceless account, and maybe you come from corporate and you're now transitioning to being online, and you're kind of trying to get the hang of social media marketing. And I noticed that a common experience that people like this go through is that when they are inspired by a quote they read in a book or somebody that they really admire, they will just repost that quote on their Instagram. And it's a very common thing. And it's like, and you see people that have like tons of experience. It's like you've had a very successful career, or you have a successful business outside of your personal brand online. But when I go to your profile, it's like it just has a bunch of like quotes of other people, of books that you've read. And I just want to offer a different perspective for you with how to, first of all, stop doing that. Or if you're a person that posts memes, I know I get heat from people that they didn't like my posts about how I say to not post memes. But the reason why I don't think you should post memes is because when people go to your social media profile, you want to, that's the opportunity for you to literally sell all of yourself, your personality, everything. And I understand that, yeah, it's like you have so much respect, or you want to like be relatable with people and just like laugh. And it's another way of connecting with people through memes or through a quote that inspired you. But I want you to also get yourself into like look at things from the place of a potential client when they stumble upon your profile. And that moment that they stumble on your page, like that's like a, it's like an intuitive, it's like a subconscious way of them that where they can build trust with you. And people are going to categorize you as either an expert or just like a person that kind of does this sometimes very quickly in their minds. And I believe it's incredibly important that in that instance, when someone comes across your profile, even if they found you organically online or whether you guys met at a networking event and then they stumble upon your page, it is incredibly important that it is your thoughts. Like, the businessy word for it is like intellectual property, but it's so incredibly important that you put your own perspective on literally everything. And the reason why I'm talking to you about this is because this means that you're going to have to be comfortable being seen in your thoughts. And this is even something that I struggled with. I was very comfortable hiding behind my work. As a photographer, I used to post my work all the time. But business really changed for me. Like, literally, my life changed when I became the face of the brand. And then I started also sharing my perspectives and points of views instead of just like, here's a wedding that I shot. Here's a pretty photo of here. It's when I started to truly start telling people, hey, this is what I believe about the world. And for instance, one of those things for me was just speaking your truth, as this podcast is about. Or another one is about how the media has the power to shape who we perceive is authority. And I think sometimes, or for a long time, media used to be newspapers and the TV and radio, and getting access to media at that level wasn't accessible to everybody. But now that social media is around, and social media is becoming democratized, right? And now it's like more access is coming to the people. Like the barrier of entry is not as high. Then that means that there is an opportunity for you to really step up into your leadership and not wait for permission from other people for you to step into your expertise. And because this is such a new thing in our society, I noticed that people don't take it as serious, first of all. And then the second part is that it can stir a bunch of emotions to combine your personal, because when I think of in social media, it's like still such a personal thing. So to combine personal with work alone, that in itself is a whole experience and something to adapt to. And then the other thing is that because we are so used to keeping work and our personal lives separated, it's just easier to post somebody else's work and not be visible in that way. And as you guys know, my brand is all about giving visibility to those people that are usually behind the scenes, and especially entrepreneurs, because it's you being visible as an entrepreneur, meaning it means that you are willing to put your reputation on the line with the things that you are selling, which A, holds you accountable to make sure that you're doing a good job, you're providing people services that are good quality. Like it holds you accountable to care more. And then the second thing is that it just, because of that accountability and your reputation on the line, it just increases trust to potential customers when they stumble across your page. And in the past, you could just get away with just being like incognito entrepreneur, but now personal branding is incredibly, incredibly important, even if you're a CEO. Like, that's why, and it doesn't matter, honestly, if this is just on Instagram, it's also a LinkedIn thing where, or even like politicians, like having a social media presence where you are building your personal brand, it is so, it's necessary. I think before it used to be like, oh, it'll give you a leg up. And what I want to tell you is that it's becoming necessary in today's world. But it doesn't mean that you need to overshare all of your life. That's actually what I help people with, is we fine-tune what it's like. We find that perfect balance of your personality, but also keeping it about work so that your personal life is private. But yet you're still sharing is your expertise in relation to the people that you're serving. So back to my point, if you're a person that you find yourself like, oh my God, there's this book, I was reading this book and I was really inspired by this quote and I want to share this quote. Well, to you, it may seem normal to see that. Something that I want to point out is that to the people that are looking at your content, they're not understanding the context and how that quote was said, where it's landing for you because the person who wrote the book is really nurturing you a lot as you are reading the book. But to the person that is scrolling on their Instagram that just randomly saw that excerpt, that little quote that you posted, there's no context, there's no nurturing built with the author, but the person that they have built a relationship with is you. They know your story. And so it's incredibly important It's incredibly important that you don't just add your thoughts on about it. And I'm also not saying don't pull information from a book, because I get inspiration from podcasts all the time, from books all the time. And I think all of us as a collective, we inspire one another. It's not so much that it's bad to be inspired by other books, but it is to say that just use the concept from the book, but just translate it to how does this actually help the people that I am serving? And then that's how you can make that quote, like, still be inspired by that, but then you're adding your two cents into how this is relevant for the people that you're serving. And another thing that I like to suggest is think of a time where you went through that experience. So for example, there's a quote out there in a book that says, "Speak the truth even if your voice shakes." I forgot who said it, but if you Google it, you'll see who said that. But that's a very popular saying out there. And obviously, that's something that I would say in my line of work. But I wouldn't just post something like that. I would share a story of, and actually, you could probably hear it in some of my other episodes, of things that feel scary to say. But because you're so devoted to your brand and you're devoted to the person that you said that you were going to be, you are still going to speak your truth and be in integrity with that. And the way that I would demonstrate that is like me sharing a story of a time that I felt very nervous to speak my truth, for instance. And anytime that you share stories, I actually saw this. See, I'm about to do it right now. But I saw this on an ad on Instagram that said, it was a guy talking about a story. He's like, if you don't have a story, you don't have a way to persuade people. And I was like, dang, that is so good. That is exactly it. Like, it's like sales that feel good and juicy and like trusting and like wholesome in your body, where you're not having to do a lot of convincing. That's what the storytelling is there for. It like warms people up to you, and it just makes you so much more persuasive, and people are able to understand your concepts a lot better when you are sharing a story about something that you went through. And the key here is that you need to start believing that all of the things that you've gone through in your life that have given you wisdom are also nuggets of wisdom that you have available for your clients. And that requires you to be visible. That requires you to start honoring your life and the things that you've gone through. And that requires you to start owning your own experience and your own intellectual property. That word just sounds so formal to me. It's a little extra, but you get my point. And I just want you guys that literally the only tip that I want to give you, I don't even want to extend that much on this podcast, is that next time that you are thinking, oh my God, what do I post on social media? I don't know what to say. And you find yourself inspired by a book. I just want you to do the following. First, you're going to look at the quote and be like, I'm really inspired by that. That's really cool. And then I want you to think of a time in your life where you have felt very nervous to, or like you overcame that, or you went through that experience that you read that in that book. And then after you see that experience that you relate to, I want you to think of the moral of the story, and that can be the main part of the post. And then I want you to actually share your story of how you have experienced that one thing. And then I want you to be an example of what's possible, and then post that on your socials. That way you can be an inspiration to the people that you're serving. And I hope that word doesn't land the wrong way of being an inspiration, because you do want to be a person that is aspirational enough that you give people hope, and you want to be the person that also understands and knows how to meet people where they're at. So you sharing your story is demonstrating people that both, that you understand them, that you've been through what they've been through, and that you also have made it to the other side where you're able to embody this belief that you're talking about. And by you sharing your story, you then become more persuasive, and in turn is what starts getting your social media profile to actually start working for you. And this is a practice that you can start implementing right now, and it's just an easy switch. Just because I know sometimes with just being visible in social media marketing, I think a lot of times it can create overwhelm with overthinking all the things that we need to say, but really things get to be easier if we just understand that it's our unwillingness of being visible or us thinking that our stories are not that interesting for people, or sometimes the corporate conditioning that tells us that we got to keep our personal lives out of it. But what's interesting is that in entrepreneurship is bringing visibility to all those parts about yourself that you're like, eh, it's not that important, eh, not that great. But all those stories that you have about the things that you went through, even before your corporate career, all of those things is what makes you interesting and will allow for clients to understand your concepts a lot better. Because there's a lot of times where people teach concepts and then the concept doesn't land if you're not demonstrating how you're also going through it. You know what I mean? So anyways, that is my message for you today. I'm almost like tripping myself out like, well, shoot, am I even following my own concept? But if you have any doubts about what I'm saying, that's actually why I storytell so much. And I tell you just bits and pieces of my life here to get points across, because I do want to let you know that you're not in this alone and that it's not unprofessional for you to share your expertise and share the things that you are going through. And it's a necessary part of making the impact you want to make, making the sales you want to make, connecting with people's hearts in the way that you want to connect with them. Because there's a lot of people that are just posting value in the three tips for A, B, and C, and not a lot of like their personal touch added to it. And that's why their socials end up being so bland or their impact is so mild. So if you really want to impact people deeply, be willing to share your story, be willing to be vulnerable, but not vulnerable in a way where you're oversharing all of your life. Just keep it still centered on like what your mission is for the world. See how that works? So anyways, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this episode, please share it on Instagram. It's what helps the podcast grow, especially share with anybody that is an introvert, anybody that you see that they're posting other people's quotes on their socials. Go ahead and you can send them this episode, because there's an opportunity to take that same concept, but just present it in a different way where you can still make the impact that it could make by being more visible in your story and the things that you've overcome and experienced. So thanks for being here. I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.